Fannie Fae didn't necessarily favor, but they had the same sort of actions or behavior, you'd say, that the boy.
I still say he's just like his dad.
Would you ever say takes after his
dad? Yeah. He gets so-and-so from his father. He gets his stubbornness from his father. He takes after his father in that respect.
If you were talking to a child who'd been naughty, you might say, "You better be careful or you're going to get a..."
Oh, I'd say you're whipping.
If you were sort of talking... Okay, if you were talking about degrees of severity, I guess, of the punishment, which would spanking or whipping rank?
Whipping would be more severe than spanking.
And how about the worst, like with the razor strap you were telling me before? Would that be a whipping?
Just strapping.
That'd be a strapping? Oh, okay.
It'd be a whipping, but also probably called more strapped. Or whipped with a razor strap. That used to be the
ultimate. That was the ultimate?
Yes.
If a child was 5 inches taller this year, you'd say that in 1 year he really
grew.
And you'd say to him, "You certainly have
grown."
A child that's born to an unmarried woman would be called a
bastard child.
Now your brother's son would be called your
nephew.
And a child that's lost both its father and mother is called
an orphan.
And a person appointed by the court to look after an orphan would be a
foster parent.
Okay. If the person didn't actually have the child in the home and they just looked after the child,
a guardian.
Now all the people that are related to you would be your
family. Yeah.
Now, if there was somebody else named Bolick, you might say, "Now, he's got the same name as I do, but he's no..."
I'd say he's no kin, or we're not related.
Mm-hmm. Somebody who came into the neighborhood that no one had ever seen before, that person would be a
newcomer.
Now, this is just going to be some names. It's just for pronunciation. My first name is
Mary.
George Washington's wife.
Think about that.
There's a song, and if you don't know it, I'll tell you what it is and just get you to say it for me. There's a song, "Wait Till the Sun Shines."
No.
There's a nickname for a little boy named William.
Billy.
The first book of the New Testament is
Matthew.
That's right.
I know the first four.
Yeah, I'd be hard pressed after that, but yeah.
Four boys, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
A woman who conducts school is a
teacher.
If there were a person named, and I don't know how you did, I don't know if you say Cooper or Cooper, but if there were a married woman whose name was that, you'd call her?
I'd call her Mrs. Cooper.
Okay, a person that...
Before I was as precise as I am, I'd call her Ms. Cooper.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What did I understand what we're going back to now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the expression, jack leg, and talking about somebody who's not really good at something?
Yeah.
Have you heard it used?
Jack leg carpenter, jack leg prayer means someone that was not very good.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of a stumble bomb. Not in a stumble bomb, but someone who really wasn't qualified and probably trying to pass themselves off at that.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone trying to fool you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, who's trying to pass themselves off.
Yeah.
And it carries that.
And they might get to be a carpenter in time, but now they were a jackleg.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody talk about a mechanic who